Hello, and welcome back to this week's episode of Bases Loaded. We'll be doing an all NFL free agency episode today, as free agency pretty much kicked off officially yesterday, starting the beginning of the new NFL season. We had, like, you know, some stuff that were, you know, in the tots, like last week and weeks before, but now, like, you know, starting new season, those can be, like, become official and, you know, be signed and do what that all comes along with. So, yeah, we've had quite a bit of a start to free agency for NFL. It's always more of a start and kind of, like, hits off, you know, more intensely than, like, the baseball offseason and their free agency. Everything else is, like, yeah, every other sports league pretty quick when it comes to, like, you know, when the free agency starts, and then, you know, teams are signing and trading people and all kinds of stuff, releasing. So we've had, like, quite a bit. As we talked about last week, or on last episode, yeah, last week, that the Broncos were releasing Russell Wilson. And he signed a one-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers for the veterans minimum of, like, $1.2 million. But then he'll also be getting $38 million from the Broncos this season to not even play for them. So that's quite the deal. We had, I guess I'm, like, keeping it, like, quarterback-centric. We had the Atlanta Falcons signing former Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins to a four-year, $180 million deal. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers re-signed Baker Mayfield to, I believe, was a three-year, $100 million deal. We had, let's see, who else, quarterback-wise. The Patriots traded Mac Jones to the Jaguars for a sixth-round pick. I think it was the Las Vegas Raiders signed Gardner Minshew to a two-year, pretty sure, $15 million deal. So that's kind of where the quarterback market has fallen so far. That kind of leaves, I mean, the Patriots are need a quarterback, but, like, with the number three overall pick in the draft, they'll probably be taking a quarterback. I'm going to be shocking if they don't now, that, like, they're kind of one of their main starters, or one of their kind of starters from this year they traded. So that's kind of a lock. The Vikings were also in need of a quarterback now. I believe they are the 11th pick in the draft. So they might have to trade into the top 10 to get a pick for the quarterback. If, you know, if whoever they feel highest, you know, in regards to, after, like, in regards of, like, J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, and Michael Penix Jr., you know, it's probably most likely that it would be J.J. McCarthy from the National Champion Michigan Wolverines that they'd be targeting now. You know, Bears having the number one overall pick and most likely taking Caleb Williams and then trading Fields. But some of the teams that look for possibilities for Fields have signed quarterbacks or traded for him or doing something like that. So as far as that goes, you know, we'll see where they could go. We've also had some, I mean, quarterback has probably been the main one, of course. As, you know, it's just, you know, with the NFL, it's, you know, mostly, like, you know, a quarterback passing lead. Like, if you can get that franchise quarterback, it puts you in a lot easier position going forward. And so that's, you know, always going to be a number one kind of, you know, bid for free agency signings and stuff like that. We also had some pretty, probably second biggest position for news so far for free agency has been Running backs, we've had some free agencies, mostly free agency. We have had one trade I saw with the Cincinnati Bengals trading running back Joe Mixon to, I believe it's the Houston Texans, for I don't know what they're receiving in return. I haven't seen, yeah, what the return is, or maybe it hasn't been finalized yet, so like, there's that. We had Derrick Henry signing with the Baltimore Ravens, I believe it's a 2-year deal. Tony Pollard signing with the Tennessee Titans. We had the Green Bay Packers signing Josh Jacobs, running back from the Raiders, and then releasing Aaron Jones. I'm trying to think of who else. Free agencies, running backs, that's probably the main ones. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Anyone crazy? I think that might be it. As far as I can tell or remember off the top of my head. Let's see, what is it? The Philadelphia Eagles are signing Saquon Barkley from division rival the New York Jets, or New York Giants, I should say. And then the Giants, did they sign someone? I don't know if they've signed someone, but or I don't know if they've done anything yet, but I'm sure they will be in trying to, you know, market to it now. I know they signed someone. It's just maybe not popping up, and there's been so much like free agency stuff happening already where it's, you know, I'm trying to just push down the pile of everything else that's happening. The Bears signed DeAndre Swift, I believe. It's like a 3-year deal. So there's that. We also had a big one defensively. We had the Chiefs re-sign defensive tackle Chris Jones to a 5-year, $158.75 million contract with $95 million guaranteed. As you know, they signed their best defensive player to try and go where no NFL team has gone before and win 3 straight Super Bowls next year. Also, big defensive. I mean, that's like the main one. Another running back, the Washington Commanders signed running back Austin Eckler, formerly of the Los Angeles Chargers, 2 years. So, Panthers traded their DN Brian Burns to the Giants. Giants get Burns in a 2024 fifth round pick. And then the Panthers get a second round pick from this year, and then a second round pick and a fifth round pick from this year's draft, and then next year a fifth round pick. So, which is a lot less than, you know, they could have gotten, I think it was like not this past season, but the one before that at the trade deadline, where the Los Angeles Rams were offering them 2 first round picks in return for him. So I think they trade for him and then sign him to a deal, I believe. Yeah. And then they're signing, to a $150 million deal over 5 years with $87.5 million guaranteed. So, you know, kind of a trade, sign and trade type of thing, or trade and sign. Basically, the NBA also does that pretty frequently. So kind of the same thing as that. So that's kind of interesting. The Packers and Aaron Jones and Josh Jacobs. Kind of just going through, you know, just a list of all the things. Packers also signed Xavier McKinney, pretty solid safety, he was with the Giants or something like that last year, or has been. Kind of one of the, you know, top free agents for safeties. As you know, we'll see where like Jamal Adams and Justin Simmons will sign or do, as they were released by the respective teams last week. So, kind of provide some secondary help to the Packers and stuff like that. Yep. I think of what else. Receivers. Gabe Davis of the formerly the Buffalo Bills signs with the Jacksonville Jaguars for 3 years. $39 million with $11 million guaranteed at signing. Kind of obvious. Well, I think the Bills were pretty much like going to let him walk, and then, you know, they'll probably undraft a receiver in the draft with their first round pick most likely to kind of do it that way. Some other defensive, yeah. Vikings added. I mean, they certainly lost Kirk Cousins for offense. You know, it's gonna be some off, you know, question marks for their offense for this season. Defense, you know, they kind of shored up. They signed Andrew Van Ginkel, formerly of the Miami Dolphins, to a deal. They signed defensive end Jonathan Greener, 4 years, $72 million with $42 million guaranteed. As you know, with it seemed like likely that like Danielle Hunter was, you know, like walk, and you know, kind of test free agency, and this kind of helps, you know, he may walk, but like, you know, they'll have someone to like, you know, fill that gap a little bit with pass rush and stuff like that. So, and like, what is it? 4 years, $72 million. Not a terrible deal. Yeah, the Colts, they re-signed Michael Pittman Jr. to 3 years, up to $71.5 million with 46 guaranteed. This was after, like, I know they franchise tagged them last week. So I think, like, you can franchise tag them to be, like, you know, they'll still be on the roster, and then, like, you can still work out, like, you know, a long-term, you know, contract extension and stuff like that prior. So, yep. Yeah, talked about, like, Steelers and Russell Wilson. Jaguars bolstered their offensive line, signing Mitch Morse, center, who was released by the Bills last week. 2 years up to $10.5 million, so that's, you know, pretty solid deal. You know, veteran center, Chandra out there. Kendrick Bourne re-signs with the Patriots, 3 years up to $33 million. Baker Mayfield, yeah, back with the Buccaneers. There's so much happening where it's like, yeah, it's like some of them you try and go through this list, like, also like this list of like, you know, free agency signings and stuff like that from the ESPN. It's like they assign. It's like it's a whole lot, and everything's happening. Well, a lot is happening because we're still, yeah, we're like, you know, 2 days in. You know, this is kind of a way for like, you know, address needs from your team, and free agency, and like, you know, like I said, I know I've said on this podcast before, where like if you need help at like receiver and, you know, O lineman or, you know, pass rush, and you can't sign a free agent, then, you know, you don't, that can kind of be pushed down the list of needs for like the, you know, come the draft time, and maybe you'll, you know, draft someone like the later rounds to have a little bit of depth for that position. I suppose like trying to get like a number one, you know, one first round pick for him and stuff like that, and use that. So the Ravens also did similar to what the Colts did with Pittman Jr. They used they signed defensive tackle Justin Madubuike to 4 years, $98 million with $75.5 million guaranteed. Again, coming after last year, last week franchise tagging him before the deadline, and then working back that. Chiefs re-signed linebacker Drew Tranquil, 3 years, $19 million with $13 million guaranteed. It's a pretty good deal. Bears re-signed their number one corner Jalen Johnson, 4 years, $76 million with $54 million guaranteed. I think they like were trying to like maybe trade him, but I know they wanted to resign him. They just, you know, hadn't, you know, come to an agreement in, you know, for both sides yet, or until, you know, this deal was able to like become finalized. So, Texans, yep, re-signed Dalton Schultz to an extension, 3 years, 36, with 23.5 guaranteed, million guaranteed. He signed, I think it was a one-year deal last year with the Texans after being with the Cowboys for the start of his career. You know, he seemed to, you know, pretty solid thing his first year in Houston, you know, coming, you know, helping, you know, rookie quarterback just C.J. Stroud, you know, being like, you know, a tight end, you know, or like usually, so they're often called like, you know, the security blanket for, you know, a quarterback, especially a young quarterback, you know, having a veteran, you know, tight end like that can help out. And now, you know, he's there for 3 years and kind of help, you know, C.J. Stroud continue to grow as a quarterback and, you know, make a step up in his game, you know, considering that, you know, he did win Offensive Rookie of the Year, led the Texans to a playoff game, they won. So, maybe we talked about this last week. I don't know if it was official yet, but the Buccaneers re-signed wide receiver Mike Evans to 2 years, up to $52 million with $35 million guaranteed. It's kind of, I mean, it seems about pretty much right. Considering his age and kind of like where he was, you know, he'll be 31, you know, I think before the start of this season. But like he's had like 1,000-yard receiving like every year that he's been here, I believe. And, you know, so, you know, re-signing him and then, you know, re-signing Baker Mayfield yesterday, you know, keeps some offensive, you know, weapons in Tampa Bay. I have to look at fantasy football impact of, you know, offensive or free agency signs just yet. That's like way too up. Colts re-sign, I think it was a nickel cornerback, yeah, Kenny Moore the second, 3 years, $30 million. He was, you know, pretty solid. I think he had like 2 pick-sixes in like one game this past season. And like, yep, I mean, yeah, cornerback is something like, you know, I've seen, you know, for mock drafts from Indianapolis. He's not like, you know, Kenny Moore's not a cornerback one, you know, shutdown cornerback. Like, you know, it definitely helps keep, you know, their depth and kind of stuff like that for that position. 49ers signed defensive end Leonard Floyd. He was with the he was with the Rams. He was with the Bills too. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Bills, and then did he get traded to the Rams or something like that? Maybe. Not sure. I can't remember off the top of my head either. So there's that. What's that? 2 years, up to $24 million. Okay. Not bad. Considering, yeah, I mean, the Niners traded for Chase Young at the trade deadline. He played pretty well for them at times. He played pretty well in the Super Bowl. I'm pretty sure he has sacked maybe a sack and a half. But, like, yeah, with them signing Leonard Floyd, it seems like he's probably, you know, be out the door and helps them fill that hole on their defensive front seven. That's pretty much, you know, the backbone of that defense for the Niners. Steelers sign linebacker Patrick Queen of the Ravens, 3 years, $41 million. I guess bring some linebacker, you know, depth. Not much of a like coverage linebacker, but like, you know, can tackle and kind of, you know, play sideline to sideline help. I mean, you already have, like, not much of a pass rusher, but you don't need to if you're going to be playing for the Steelers when you have, like, T.J. Watt on one side and then Al Heisman on the other side. for, like, you know, your pass rushing linebacker. So, you know, he just needs to play, like, you know, off ball and kind of, like, you know, help, you know, play some coverage and do stuff like that for them. Yeah, we did Derrick Henry to the Ravens. So they didn't really have a whole... I mean, they had some running backs. That's kind of been the problem of the Ravens the past, I don't know, like, at least a couple of years, where, like, they've had, like, some running backs that, like, they've... on their roster, they've signed or, like, you know, drafted, and, like, they've had trouble staying healthy. So they're always doing like that. Lamar Jackson, who can, like, you know, also a runner. And that was 2 years, $15 million with $9 million guaranteed. So that's pretty good. He's 30 years old. So, I mean, bring some, like, you know, veteran presence to that, you know, offense. And, you know, get some more, you know, help offensively for, like, you know, the reigning MVP, Lamar Jackson. Probably need, like, you know, a receiver. To help out, at least maybe sign a veteran or draft someone, you know, in the draft, first round or maybe later, because, like, this draft for, like, receivers is pretty stacked, and stuff like, so, like, you don't, if you have, like, more prior needs than a receiver, you can, you know, address that in the first round and look to, you know, later rounds for receiver help. Titans signed cornerback Shadobi Awuzie, 3 years, up to $36 million with $19 million guaranteed. Help secondary. Falcons sign receiver Darnell Mooney, 3 years, $39 million with $26 million guaranteed. I mean, you already have, like, kind of, like, your number one receiver with Drake London, but, you know, if you're gonna sign, you know, your new quarterback, you know, might as well keep helping out his supporting cast and bringing, you know, weapons to help that team with, you know, playmakers. So, 3 years, 30 minutes, yeah, it's a pretty decent deal. I mean, for veteran receivers, you know, trying to help out and do stuff like that. So, Patriots, okay, so they traded, like, yeah, they traded Matt Jones, and then they're bringing back, pretty sure they're bringing back Jacoby Morsett. Jacoby Brissett, pretty sure he's played with them at times. Just a 1 year, $8 million deal. Lions trade for, they trade with the Buccaneers for cornerback Charlton Davis III. Lions get Davis and a sixth round pick in this year's draft and a sixth round pick in next year's draft, and the Buccaneers get a 2024 third round pick. To kind of add some depth, kind of help to the secondary for the Lions. It's kind of, they struggled, you know, secondary wise. So that kind of helps them out that way. I think that's mostly all the free agency signs I'm seeing at this point, or all the, I should say, big ones. So at least that I can think of. Yeah, I can't really think of any off the top of my head. At least not, like, now. I mean, we're going to be getting some for sure, you know, as, like, the time goes on and, you know, we get more and more into, like, you know, it's, like, you know, it's just the start of free agency, so we're going to get some as we go. And more as we go, we just kind of try to see how things play out and we'll go from, like, there, you know. And I'm hoping next week I can have, you know, next week's episode with my special guests, some of my friends and from, like, school days, and also big sports fans as well. So hopefully that's what we have on next week's episode, if I can get, you know, work out the details and stuff like that. And if, you know, it works out with their schedule and stuff like that. So talk, you know, more frequency and kind of stuff like that NFL-wise. Probably more so focusing, like, you know, what the Packers have been doing this offseason so far and, you know, how that plays into effect and whatnot. So that's hopefully next week's plan for the show. If not next week, you know, maybe the week before that, or week after that, I should say, not the week before. That would make no sense. So yeah, like I said, you know, it's gonna be all pretty much free agency, NFL free agency, first episode, and you know, that's what we did. And when we talked about kind of stuff like that, have more of it, kind of how it plays out throughout the rest in the upcoming weeks as well. So thanks for listening to like this all, you know, NFL free agency recap so far episode. You know, more in the weeks to come will follow. Next week is also the start of March Madness. So probably have some of that talking as well. So that's kind of our plan for next week, hopefully. You know, if I get my, you know, my guests to come on, then we'll do that and some like March Madness. And if they're not able to, then, you know, we'll do March Madness as well as like, you know, discuss some NFL free agency and stuff like that that's happened or anything else that's happened, you know, in the weeks to come. So yeah, thank you for listening and have a good one.